It's 2 a.m. The on-call phone lights up. An entire floor has lost connectivity. The emergency lights are cycling, and tenants are calling reception. The vendor is 2 hours out. The contractor's night team is tied up, and the property team is scrambling to find who can make a quick diagnosis. The building is breathing, but it's not healthy, and everyone feels it. Today, we're talking about how a small, well-scoped on-site ops team turns that late-night chaos into a predictable, fast recovery.
Welcome to Built, Wired, and Secured. I'm Alex Morgan. Quick scope note before we dive in. This episode focuses on operational design and a case study of a lean on-site tech ops pilot. We're not giving HR, payroll, or legal advice. If you need hiring or contract counsel, loop in your HR and legal teams. We will, however, walk through roles, on-call design, playbooks, and measurable outcomes you can use to justify a pilot.
Michael Harrington is here with us, senior property manager with years running operations across mixed-use portfolios. Michael, thanks for joining. Start by telling us what that 2 a.m. scenario looks like from your side and why reactive vendor loops become a real business problem.
Thanks, Alex. From an operational standpoint, that 2 a.m. call is about a dozen cascading problems. Tenants panic, reception scrambles, frontline staff need direction, and the vendor call tree becomes the bottleneck. What breaks if this goes down? Everything the tenant relies on. Connectivity for their reception, card access at doors, even HVAC controls in some cases. That panic creates poor decisions. Contractors get pulled into reactive fixes instead of structured diagnoses, and before you know it, you've paid for haste and repeated callbacks.
You've described the symptom. Walk us through the pilot you helped shape, the scope, how you defined success, and the first measurable wins.
We started small. One property, three people on a 30-day pilot, a site technician who could do quick diagnostics and temporary remediation, an escalation lead to triage and decide when to call in vendors, and a vendor coordinator to manage communications and SLAs. Success criteria were simple. Reduce mean time to recovery, cut vendor escalations, and improve tenant callbacks. By week three, we saw MTTR drop roughly 20 to 35% depending on incident type, and vendor escalations fell about 30 to 50%. Tenants reported fewer repeat calls. That's the real validation.
Those are strong early numbers. People listening now will want to know what those three roles actually do day to day. Can you sketch the role profiles without getting into HR specifics?
Absolutely. Site technician. They owned first response diagnostics, check power paths, basic network reachability, and capture evidence. Not a deep systems expert, but skilled at knowing isolate, patch, and handoff. Escalation lead. This is the decision maker during incidents. They decide when the site technician can fix it, when a vendor is needed, and they manage downstream communications. Vendor coordinator owns the vendor relationship and the SLA clock. Who's next, what's the ETA, and what status updates the tenants get. Together, they reduce friction and limit the number of times you hand an incident to someone unfamiliar.
The on-call design is always a tough one. Too many rotations and burnout follows. Too little coverage and you're back to vendor reliance. How did you structure the ROTA to be lean but sustainable?
We used short, predictable weeks, mostly weekday core coverage with an on-call split for nights and weekends. Night on-call shifts were paired with a standby expectation. The site technician handles immediate fixes up to a threshold. The escalation lead gets pulled in only for complex decisions, and the vendor coordinator steps in when an external resource is required. We capped weekly on-call time to avoid erosion, rotated weeks so nobody carried nights more than 1 in 4, and paid attention to handoff rituals so tired staff didn't inherit ambiguity. That design limits burnout and keeps response sharp.
You mentioned evidence capture and minimal ticketing earlier. Walk us through the lightweight toolset and KPIs you actually use to make the business case.
Keep it simple. We used a single ticket queue with templated incident types, an evidence bucket, photos, screenshots, time-stamped notes, and three runbooks for the top incident classes, power interruptions, network handoffs, and access control hiccups. KPIs were MTTR, vendor escalation rate, repeat tenant callbacks within 24 hours, and time to first response. We tracked these on a small dashboard that showed pilot versus baseline. The numbers, MTTR reduction and fewer escalations, justified the pilot cost within a single lease cycle in several cases.
Real quick, what does a runbook look like at this scale? Something a site technician can follow in the dark hallway at 2 a.m.?
Exactly. A runbook is short, prioritized steps. 1. Safety check and secure area. 2. Confirm scope. Power only, network only, or both. 3. Capture evidence and assign ticket with timestamp. 4. Follow the 3-step diagnostic checklist. 5. Temporary remediation if safe. 6. Escalate with packaged info if unresolved. 1 page, bolded thresholds that trigger escalation. That clarity saves time and reduces back and forth with vendors.
Not every pilot goes perfectly. Tell us about one that didn't hit targets and what you changed.
We had one property where MTTR barely moved. The mistake? We assumed the technician would have consistent access to spare parts and staging areas. That meant they fixed things temporarily, but then waited days for parts, creating repeat vendor calls. We corrected it by creating a small contingency stock, formalizing a parts request workflow, and adjusting the vendor coordinator's remit to manage expedited orders. After those fixes, MTTR dropped back into the expected range. Wesson, operational scope must include the physical and procurement realities on the ground.
That's a great grounded lesson. Before we wrap, let's close with 3 immediate actions listeners can take this week if they want to pilot a lean on-site ops function.
Number 1. Map your failure modes. List the top 5 incidents that impact tenants and estimate average current MTTR. Number 2. Pick one property and scope a 30-day pilot with the 3 compact roles we discussed, site tech, escalation lead, vendor coordinator, and define success metrics up front. Number 3. Create 1-page runbooks for your top incident types and build a minimal dashboard to track MTTR and vendor escalations. Those 3 moves get you actionable evidence fast.
Quick closing thought, Michael. If someone asks you, is this worth the headcount? How do you answer in one line?
Tenants feel this immediately, and owners see the ROI in uptime. Start small, measure hard, and the numbers will tell you whether to scale.
Thanks, Michael. That wraps this case study. Lean teams, clear handoffs, and the discipline to measure outcomes. Built to last, wired with intention, secured for the real world.